Hi, Rob.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for joining me. My guest today is Rob DeFrancesco, and he is the editor of the Tech Stock Prospector. You can find him at techstockprospector.com. Good to talk with you, Rob. So we're in the middle of earnings seasons now, and some of the technology companies look pretty good, don't you think?
Yes, we've had a few names that have really done well. Of course, we've had some of the older names that haven't performed that great, but I'm seeing a lot of cloud software companies that are coming in above expectations and issuing positive guidance. I always like to see for the companies I follow some type of increased momentum. So they're, you know, if they're growing revenue faster than they did last quarter, or billings are increasing, they're adding more customers, or at a strong pace like they've been doing. So those are the kind of metrics that I'm looking for.
What are you looking for in terms of earnings? You know, years ago, I've been in this business a long time, and back in 2000, 2001, 1998, it didn't matter that technology companies had any earnings, but that philosophy has sort of changed these days, right?
Well, it depends on, it depends really on, for a lot of the cloud companies, I look, since they're smaller, I am more concerned about revenue growth and billings. That's really the key metric to show that they're making things happen. And as opposed to, I mean, it's always nice to see earnings and value a company on that way. But I will say a lot of these cloud companies are have high valuations, even like based on price to sales. So it's a risky territory. But this is where we're really seeing the growth these days. For example, like there's a company, NetSuite, which does cloud-based ERP software, so back office software, and they compete against companies like Oracle, SAP, the traditional on-premise vendors, and they just continue to, every quarter, they're beating expectations, they're raising guidance, and in Q1, revenue rose 32%, and recurring revenue, so subscription revenue, advanced at the fastest pace since Q1 of 2009, so that just shows you that they're on a strong path, and they raised the revenue guidance for the year. They're now at $404 to $408 million versus previously $397 to $402 million. And management said that the pipeline so far for new business has been strong, and actually they've been able to raise average selling prices for new business 14% from a year ago. So, you know, in technology, when a company is able to raise prices, that's a good sign. That's a company that's doing well. Of course, the valuation is high, so you have to be careful. A company like NetSuite, I mean, it's making new highs every day. So if we
it's double what it was in May. It looks like it was around 42, 45 a share, something like that. Then,
yeah, I mean, it had a great year last year, the stock, and it's started doing well, incredibly well this year. So if we get one of those summer pullbacks that tend to happen, you know, generally, then that might be a time to look at NetSuite again. But I'd be careful here chasing it. So it's a company that probably would be better on a pullback. But I always say that, and it just keeps going. So
I know. But doesn't that worry you? I mean, that's what happened in 1998 and 99.
Right. I know. And that didn't end very well. But
no, exactly.
This company definitely is one of the best cloud software providers. So it's a name definitely to keep an eye on.
Okay. What else you got?
Another one is a smaller company, SPS Commerce, and they do cloud-based supply chain management solutions. And it's another company that's been doing well. Revenue, see, this is a smaller company, so they're even showing larger growth. Revenue rose 44%. And recurring revenue up 47%, and they now, that's in Q1, and for 2013, they now see top line revenue of 28 to 30%. So,
wow.
So that's, you know, and once again, that's making new highs as well. So, it's one to keep an eye on, and it's volatile. So they can, and the thing is with these smaller companies, they can have stumbles. So you can, if you just keep an eye on them, you might be able to get some when they. When they pull back.
Yes, but that price has really gone incredibly high, too. What is it, almost $48 a share right now.
Right, yeah.
Now, how are they different, Rob, from what NetSuite does?
Well, they specialize in supply chain, so relationships between different companies and ordering various goods. Where NetSuite is your traditional, back office financials
enterprise
software.
Type stuff.
Right, exactly. And so SVS is really a niche player. A similar company was taken out by SAP last year called Ariba. So Ariba was larger, but it's kind of in the same area. It's kind of a niche part of enterprise software.
Yeah, I think most people don't realize that there are so many different layers to cloud computing. When you hear about cloud computing, you just automatically think that everybody's competing in the same space, but it really is broken down.
Right, it's true, yeah. And, there's a relatively new company in cloud-based security called Proofpoint, which IPO'd last year. Also had a really strong quarter. Revenue up 25%, the expectations. Billings were up 47%, but part of that was some one-time items. But and they're competing against a company like Intel's McAfee unit. And so McAfee has traditional security type of software, and it's a lot of customers they're operating on old McAfee stuff. So they're thinking about updating, upgrading. And so now they're starting to look at a cloud name like Proofpoint because it can be cheaper, easier to implement the transition. And so Proofpoint is benefiting from sales to their existing customers, but they're also gaining market share against competitors like McAfee and also Symantec, which is another old school tech name.
Right.
Which has, legacy technology, and so Proofpoint is able to maybe put some of their new stuff in front of potential customers and saying, like, we can do this for a lot cheaper. And and so they've also, another company there that raised guidance for 2013. So I like to see that. I like to see a momentum, where they're at. They're
right.
Saying, like, we're going to do better than we thought we were last quarter. And that's, for technology, that's really a key thing. So you're right. There are so many different niches within the cloud.
Yeah, and I think that the security is such a big concern for most people, myself included, because I'm used to have everything on my desktop and I worry about security there. But when it goes out into the cloud, you have no control. And
right,
I think that's
exactly.
What scares
yeah.
people.
Yeah. And security, the security itself is a huge market. And you have a lot of, traditional security companies, which I also follow, like firewall vendors. And there's data center security with a company called Imperva. So there are a lot of little parts of security which are growing, although the security sector has been hit short-term by this sequestration because they do a lot of federal, government sales. And that's a little thing that I'm seeing with tech companies is they're getting hit by federal government pulling back and, because in Europe you have the austerity with governments not spending as much. So
sure.
That is a short-term thing that's hurting a lot of these. So if we can get a rebound later in the year, that'll be a positive. But that has brought down some of the traditional security names.
Sure. Are there any other cloud companies that you like?
The other one is another sort of niche company called ServiceNow. This one is also highly valued. But it's cloud-based IT management. So they automate workflows and business processes. They mainly compete, and they're taking share from another legacy vendor called BMC Software. And ServiceNow is growing incredibly. But it's a small company. Revenues were up 81% in the first quarter, and billings were up 88%. And they're adding. Yeah, the thing is, they're going after large companies. But they only have about 282 of the global 2,000. So if you look at their penetration rate, is only 14%. So there's a lot of runway there if they can continue to gain share.
So is this a very fragmented segment of the cloud computing base?
They're disrupting this market that BMC really had a hold on. And, BMC hasn't been the best managed company, and they're
right.
just in there doing things, offering solutions at a better price, and they're definitely gaining share. I mean, they're looking at 2013 growth revenue growth of 62 to 63%. So,
wow.
But once again, I caution to be careful with the valuation. Let it come in a bit. I mean, it's on its high, but it's, you know, these are companies that are disrupting the core enterprise market with cloud solutions. So these are names that people, investors, should at least know about and be watching.
Would you say to look at the trend lines and maybe buy them under the 50-day or 200-day moving averages?
Yeah, I mean, I do. Well, I use sort of technicals, for timing. And the thing is, if it goes below 200-day, sometimes that's not really a good sign and start of a really negative trend. But I think if we get a summer pullback, we may get some. I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know. It tends to happen. It's happened recently.
Right.
So that might be that would give investors an opportunity there.
Okay, great.
I wanted to talk about a company that's sort of more traditional, but they're doing different things. It's called Click Technologies, and they compete in, it's basically business intelligence analytics. So they provide visual dashboards for customers to see what's going on with, like, everyone talks about big data these days, and so it's kind of seeing how businesses are operating from different metrics, and they compete with the traditional vendors, but more specialized, like the Spotfire division of Tibco Software, and also a private company that's actually going to probably have a really big IPO this year called Tableau Software. So that, I don't know when that's actually going to come out, but they filed their S1 in there. But Click has been doing well. They have a lot of their businesses overseas in Europe, but they're expanding here in the U.S. And they had almost 22% growth in the first quarter, and they also raised their guidance, and they now look for 2013 growth of 21 to 24%. So that's an interesting name to watch. And a lot of people are saying that could be a takeover target. So I mean, I'm not saying it will happen, but it's a possibility because they have such that large European business that might be attractive to a company that doesn't have as much exposure there. And they're really doing well against competitors.
And is that CKSW?
Click. Click. It's K. It's QLIK.
Okay. QLIK.
Click,
I couldn't find that one.
Right.
Okay, super. Well, thank you very much for your time today. I appreciate it. And this was really great information on the cloud.
Oh, great. Thank you. Thanks for
taking care.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.